Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. On my left, your right, is CJ Gibson.
Hello.
And that's it.
Hey, Guardians. That's my best friend impression.
Yeah.
Hey, Guardians.
Hey, Guardians.
Hey, Guardians.
I'm Fran Mirabella.
I can't do impressions at all.
Fran or Sean.
Off top of the show, we're going to do some weird impressions quick. What's your favorite Destiny character impression? I'm really bad at it.
Oh,
Guardians,
see.
I am Varix.
That's Varix. Mine. What's the one that Fran was
in? Like a Skeletor.
We're at war with the Cabal.
Terrible impression.
You're pretending to be Fran.
No, exactly. I'm just going to roll with that.
Seriously, though, on today's show, we're going to talk about Bungie's Twitch support. It was announced in the Bungie blog today. And we'll probably touch on Iron Banner because they feel really strongly about it. And I love Iron Banner also.
Yeah.
So we'll discuss a little bit. We're going to talk about, is it time to take a break from Destiny? We've basically torn through all that content, and we're going to discuss some of the other games coming out this year, and it does feel like it could be lull time, but CJ, every other lull, you've kept playing, so I really want your perspective on that.
Sounds good.
Finally, Challenge Mode for Axis was also released this week, but is it worth it? Really?
I mean, you're at 400, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit. And then we have some community questions. Speakpipe.com/fireteamchat. I think I'm gonna have to subscribe to it because we are getting regular community submissions, and I love you guys for doing that. It gives us content to talk about on the show that you are asking us to talk about. So I definitely appreciate it. Send your community-based questions to speakpipe.com/fireteamchat, and we will listen to them and talk about them on the show. I'm opening up my phone because I had a thing written down. The website for the shirt.
Now you're stalling.
Shirtpunch.com/IGN. CJ is wearing one of our new shirts.
Reppin'.
It's black, yellow, and blue.
It's solid.
Yeah. And we also have the traditional yellow one, I believe, which is over there on a chair.
I mean, I really want to go grab it.
Go grab it. Yeah.
Break it.
Well, he does that. We're going to take some questions today from the community using SpeakPipe, and that is excellent. And there it is.
There is
the yellow shirt.
I wasn't confident enough to put it on today. I kind of was just
We've had a few yellow shirts. This one looks a little lighter than some of the
others. Yeah,
it feels very soft.
It's nice, though.
It's really soft.
Yeah, the fabric quality of both of this and that one. I see. There you go. I just lost my other shirt. So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, they do feel nice. Sometimes the shirts are really thick texture, and then they're kind of bulky on the collar, but these feel good.
So. Yeah. So if you like shirts, IGN sell them some shirts. Show your support for the show.
Rip.
Don't embarrass us and make us the lowest selling shirt. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, we do that.
But
that's all good.
Honestly, buy them if you want. I really like the Fireteam Chat shirts. I actually wear the yellow one once in a while.
Nice.
I like that color a lot.
Yeah, and I think it's a red one as well, too. So
yeah. Let's talk about the first topic. Bungie's Twitch support. This is super cool.
That's very cool.
So if you go to Bungie.net right now, it's not activated yet, but they showed us sort of what they're going for. They're going to be highlighting streamers and just people who stream a lot via embeds of their Twitch stream. they already do that in the community section of the website, where you can see videos people have created, montages or whatever. A lot of times you see those featured on the weekly blog. But, yeah, now it's going to be Twitch streams. And the cool thing is, if you're a streamer, if you stream 77 hours, non-consecutive hours of Destiny, really, they had to clarify that probably for legal reasons.
Yeah.
But it's like... like four people will get that emblem?
No, but that's super cool.
Or you just leave your stream on for 77 hours. Yeah.
For the best.
I love seeing Bungie support and encourage the community to do stuff like this. What do you think, CJ?
That's really cool. Even just looking at the interface from what I saw online where you can actually see people's like loadouts and stuff like that, it looks like you can kind of click on the weapons and see different pieces of like their kit as they're playing and everything.
That's a good point. So
that's really cool.
If you're interested in what their loadout is or what they're rocking in that particular mission, you can see their tag. For example, I associated my Twitch account, so when you go to twitch.tv/thedestined channel and I'm raiding and you're like, ooh, what sword is that? Dark Drinker is the answer. But you can look, see what level it is, what level my gear's at.
Yeah, what the rolls are.
What the rolls are, stuff like that.
So that's super cool. And I mean, I don't know if you remember when, and I can't remember when it actually came out. Was it probably maybe first, like middle of first and second year Destiny when Dim came out?
Dim's been around for a while. Dim's been around since... I don't want to say vanilla, but they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. But do you remember? It is awesome. Do you remember when the first time you clicked Dim and you're like, oh, yeah. And you're like, I never need to go to the vault ever again. I mean, you do the odd time.
Well, the first time I clicked Dim, I was like, what is all
happening?
What? There's too much stuff. But like, I got to figure out how to use it. Now that I use it, I'm just like, drag, drop, drag, drop, drag, drop.
And it's awesome. So from that standpoint, seeing those little pieces of the puzzle come into the play here, it's really neat. So that's awesome that they were able to do that kind of stuff. So.
Definitely. Cool. Yeah, it's just great to see the community support. Honestly, there's not much more to say about it. The other thing in the weekly update... because we are just kind of going over the weekly update stuff, is Iron Banner.
Yeah.
They talked about Iron Banner and how they like the drop system and how you get way more drops than you ever did in any other Iron Banner.
Yep.
I love this system.
I love that.
I love that. They said it's for like the people that don't have a ton of time.
Yeah.
A lot of streamers do. Yeah, you can get everybody level 5, but you want to be rewarded. If I play 100%. One or two matches, I might honestly finish one of those bounties. I might... get a really good drop that helps me level up, and I like that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and it's really great, especially when you're on a time crunch.
Well, and we had this
conversation. The bounties
too.
Will basically get you to at least rank 3 or 4.
Yes, yeah, so, and they're dropping good, armor or.
And then you
got
to grind to 5.
Yeah, but just the way it is now, the daily bounties. We kind of talked about that initially when it first launched. I like the fact that that's gone. Like you just stockpile them anyways.
Yeah,
so it's better now.
Iron Banner this week got all my alts to 400.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, so that's where I'm at. I'm like the mid-900s.
Well, I have a 400 hunter, and I'm like, I need chest and boots. Chest and boots dropped, and I pass it over.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I obviously played Trials. There was a lot of conversation last week on Trials. I don't need to go there
right now. For 2 weeks, we're done.
But, but
we said what we need to say.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was one of the reasons why I still play Trials, is for a lot of the drops. Mm-hmm. So I'll be crunching Iron Banner a lot this week, just for that reason. So, I like the new drop system. It's really cool.
Got it. So we'll keep the break topic for later. We're actually going to jump over that. We'll come back. We'll end the show on that one.
All right. Sounds good.
Challenge mode for Axis also came out this week. Axis is the final one. Basically, you have to do the empowerment, one of the things where the servitor normally goes. There's one in the middle and one on the left and right. It will power up and glow red. You just have to slam your empowerment in there before you dunk on his back. You get a cool emblem for doing it.
Gotcha.
And you get the ornament drop. You get more drops, basically, when you do challenge mode. I didn't like this one as much.
Interesting.
This one's a little weird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I haven't actually done it. Yeah.
It seemed like, I don't know.
So
I just didn't find it as fun. I honestly didn't like either of the challenges mode that much. Oh, I got a challenge for you. You got to take those balls. You got to close the door with them.
And
that's really tough, huh?
Yeah.
It's not like Golgoroth where everybody had to have the power up.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, you can't get empowered twice on War Priest. It wasn't like a mechanic of the challenge modes. It's just like, I don't know, have them dunk in the thing, I guess. Or, well, we have those two balls. Have them close the door with the balls, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like as a thought. But when you think about Golgoroth and War Priest and what was the final challenge? Kill all eight ogres at once.
Yeah.
That actually taught you a new, better way in some cases to do some of those encounters.
Yeah, to actually beat orcs, yeah.
And I really, really like that about it. Sure, Golgoroth was more challenging. Like, you could have done DPS during all those phases. You don't need to, though.
Changed off.
Yeah, you don't need to. You just trade off. You do it again.
But
it just makes the encounter take longer.
What I liked about the Golgoroth one specifically is And I was often wondering.
Everybody learned how to do that mechanic.
Everybody learned how to do the mechanic. Yeah. It was the same thing with Crota, where there's always going to be usually in your group a designated sword guy. And typically speaking, I don't know if that was you or not, I was usually the sword guy.
For which one?
For Crota. Like, okay. Crota's End. Like, where you actually jump down and you hit him with the sword. So that's cool, because it gives you the opportunity to do that. That's what I don't understand about this. Like, who cares who throws the ball?
Yeah.
Like, it's odd.
Yeah.
And I haven't played the new thing yet, so.
Now, if it was like, you throw the ball at this monitor and that gives everybody a damage boost, I'd be like, oh, I didn't know about this mechanic. That's super cool. But that doesn't happen. It's just like, hey, it's going to take a lot longer now to kill the guy because
don't have a bomb.
Well, it'll take three phases because you got to do it in the third phase.
Yeah, well, exactly. And so then it also leaves. And that was the other thing, too. It doesn't allow you to really feel rewarded because you're not getting gear anymore now. That's at much higher level.
You do. If you're 400.
But if you're 400.
You're like, just like, oh, more 400 junk.
You know, did you ever hit, was it 335 on when it was Oryx? Is that what the max light was?
I mean, yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, okay.
So. Oh, actually, no, I didn't.
Okay.
I got close, and I'm just like, 335 doesn't, like, if you were 330 to 335 anywhere in that range.
Right, it was vanity.
It didn't matter. It was vanity. And the thing that held me back was the ghosts.
Yes.
Which they identified as a problem in the next one.
100%.
So I'm just like, I'm not going to do the two things that drop a ghost over, which were the raid and this other thing.
Yeah.
To get the three, I did it. To get hyped for Rise of Iron, but like it just was pointless.
But that was the thing that probably kept you going sometimes on those challenge ones, specifically the red blue room, right? Like that's where it dropped a ghost. There was no, you know, you did hard mode that for that reason.
I played it, but I wouldn't say I was having a good time because they kept dropping at 334.
Yeah.
I'm just like I would get a ghost every time, man. And it would be 334 every time until it wasn't.
Yeah. But I think even for me, like right now, like, I'm only,
which was like the
30th
run.
Yeah, I'm only 395 or something like that, or 4. And I would just rather play Iron Banner or Trials to make it to 400.
Yeah.
Like I really like the raid. So it's not it's not dissing the raid. But it is one of those things where the challenge mode thing just doesn't serve the same purpose anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like, hey, you did challenge mode. You get an ornament. You get an emblem.
Yeah, that's it.
But it doesn't teach you a mechanic that's helpful in some way.
No, or beneficial, yeah, if you were to be the one guy,
the orbs guaranteed to shut the door, but they don't.
Well, I think they do. When you throw the bombs.
Well, yeah, but you have to, like, hit it perfectly.
You do,
It's not like the door mechanic is easier because you've done that.
No, but it is one of those things where, yeah, overall, it'd be a group of everybody kind of, like, deciding to shoot at the last second. This is like, okay, you get the bomb. You just throw it, and the thing, like, explodes. So it does feel easier in a way, actually, to do that.
Maybe.
You know? But,
yeah, it's not as interesting to me.
Yeah, it's definitely not, like, challenge mode felt like a highlight of Oryx's raid. Like, it was like, okay, cool, here's a new, neat kind of mechanic halfway through the raid being out that you looked forward to, and then you could have a chance to see for, like, 3 weeks or however many, you know. I think there's only three, right?
Yeah. This is the first time my team did the challenge mode, right? And to just kind of give you an idea.
There's no problem.
Yeah. Well, no. It took us a while to figure out how to gel the team. I actually really like that aspect of it. Gave us something to do, something to work towards together, a new challenge to do. I did like that. I don't want to be totally negative.
Yeah.
However, when we finished it, everyone's like, so we're not doing that again, right? Like, we got what we needed.
I know.
Like, I don't – do you guys want ornaments? Some people were like, I want an ornament. I'm like, all right, well, we'll do it a few more times.
Yeah.
But what do you need, 5 ornaments to glow?
I know. And I think it's a combination, of that as well as just when you hit 400, that's a combination of those two factors together. There's a lot of people who are not at 335 when that challenge mode came out, and it was an extra incentive to keep going. So, I definitely don't think it's going to be as impactful this time around overall. So
now Festival of Lost is gone.
Yes.
That was the Halloween event. The next event is probably going to be whatever they do for the winter event and Sparrow Racing.
Yes. Which they launched actually last year.
Which might be the same thing.
Yeah, at PSX, I believe.
And PSX is right around the corner.
It's coming, yeah.
So is that really all we're going to get? More Sparrow Racing?
Maybe.
What if that's all we get? So my question is it time to just take a break? I didn't like Sparrow Racing. I did a few laps. I got a few pieces of gear.
I was terrible.
And I'm just like, why do I want this? To look goofy?
It was like, the same thing. You were still climbing. A lot of people didn't have 335 helmets and played Sparrow Racing.
Yeah.
And again, they poured out some crazy armor materials and stuff like that in that mode. So now when everybody's 400, is there going to be a light level increase?
Yeah.
Like, even that,
that
would
might be
maybe,
interesting.
You know, assist people in keeping going. But
if there's more to the winter event than, hey, you get a book and go do sparrow racing and finish the book, you didn't get anything for finishing the book.
No. You just were out $10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should not have to buy the book this year if you bought it last year. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So yeah, whatever the winter event is, you need to give us something new to chase, and it can't just be goofy bikes that that are just visual.
Yeah.
You know,
which
the
again,
bikes are just aesthetic, which is nice. I have 5 of them.
Yeah, and they do they do something different. Can you confirm this? Somebody messaged me, and I think this is pretty for sure, that I think the first
pretty
light.
Pretty for sure.
Pretty for sure. You like that? I'm super confident. Is first light trials this week? I think
I
it
know.
Is.
Yeah, somebody, I saw somebody go first light.
Yeah, I know. Which is like vehicles and everything in a 3v3 map.
Really?
For trials.
What are they doing?
So that was what I said. I was like, I thought it was another like, is this a joke? So because when somebody told me that there was no resing in the Halloween event, and they said that at first, I was like, ha ha ha. And they're like, and there's no radar either. I'm like, ha ha. Well, that'd be terrible.
Good one.
And that's what
and
it was. So
it was okay. All right. So let's see.
It was kind of odd when we record this fairly early in the morning. And
I've hopped on over to Reddit. Trials of Osiris map first light.
What?
Yeah.
That's odd.
So.
So, I mean, now, again, not to be too critical, Trials, I think, works.
Are the vehicles still on it?
I think it is. So, 3v3 and, you know.
Okay, I got to read this comment from JBird67.
Do it.
Bungie's sitting there thinking, let's watch them complain about shotguns now.
I mean, so exactly. No shotguns. Yeah. You know what it's going to be. It's going to be snipers and then waiting for a capture point, bubble titan in the middle, and then dance around. Like, I can already
predict. And then you're getting shelled by a tank meanwhile.
Yeah, or exactly. You're all just sitting there waiting for a tank or sparrows to, like, infinitely kill everybody. Yeah. I don't know. It's cool that they're mixing it up.
is it? Have you played it yet?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I just read about this like a half hour ago, and I was like, what is happening? But I felt that way about the Halloween thing was kind of cool because with the spider coming down in front of you and you were scoping in.
That was annoying.
It was annoying, but again, it goes along with the whole theme. But the first time it happened to me, I was like, bah! Like,
yeah,
I didn't understand
the first time,
what was happening. I was like,
apparently it's too difficult to say if person was scared by a spider, then don't scare them by the spider 57 more times.
Every single time.
It's like every match, I'm like, oh, is it about 2 minutes? There's a spider.
Yeah.
All right.
It's coming.
All right. And where's the scream? There's a scream.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, and it's kind of cool within the context of what that event was. That was neat. I didn't mind it. It was a neat first scare. But then the whole no resing and radar thing, I mean, again, we won't get too deep into trials, but I personally was not a fan.
So you had a goofy throwaway trials week.
It was
now you're having another weird trials week with vehicles.
And now first light and whatever this is. It feels very odd.
I get the one experiment with the Halloween thing. It's Halloween. You can kind of get away with it.
Yeah.
But then to do it directly after that in the next week, it's just like.
Seemed a little odd.
Guys, like, if you're going to do that, tell the community that you're hey, we're going to do a month of goofy trials. We're going to try a few things, and we're trying it out to see what you like and what you don't like.
Yes.
Would vehicles work in trials? It feels like we're testing for them.
So that's exactly what I felt like. I was like, they're just sitting there going, ma-ha-ha-ha, and we're just kind of like, you know, an experiment here, which, again, there's a bunch of new meta opening up in Destiny as well now, too. You know, Clever Dragon and everything else.
Yeah.
But that is what this feels like. So I'm not
and
sure.
And they're talking
where this
about buffing
from,
primaries, which. Yes.
Yeah.
Give us elemental primaries back.
I know. Yeah, Fatebringer and everything else. Had Vex. Oh, everybody just wants to use Vex again. That'd be
crazy. Like, they don't. The fact that you have an elemental primary, I don't think it has an impact on PvP.
Not a lot. I mean, within the
context
of
PvE,
certain, like, weapons to potentially. Yeah, like if it's an Arc, Stormcaller, like, you'd probably maybe have damage to those.
Primaries are so much more interesting with their roles.
Yeah.
Give us an elemental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm down for
that. So, with all that in mind, they're messing around with Trials of Osiris. they're having a good time there. People still play Trials. I actually played Trials last week, and I went flawless.
Nice.
With shout out to Steve.
There you go. Oh, there you
Steve
go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, because you. So just looking at some of the comments, and let's address some of them really quickly.
Oh, I got carried.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I did well.
Okay.
I have to say this. I did quite well. Even Steve's like. Dude, you're not that bad.
So did
you have like a 1 point? Like,
did you feel that the last couple games were lopsided in a way, like really difficult? In
comparison at one point, we ran into. I'll talk about it in a second, but I did release a review and I used the footage of when we ran into Luminosity.
Oh, yes. I played
that was like in the middle. It's like, Luminosity. I'm so, all right, we're out. Like, let's just.
Did you guys win?
No, we got stomped. Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, so.
He has a 2,700 ELO score.
It's absurd. Yeah.
And I'm just like, but Stevens
is 23
also has
something.
A high one.
Yeah, it's like
so
23.
So I think what happened was, is we got two backpackers who ran into each other.
Yeah.
We just have to run into Lumi, who's very good.
Yeah.
And so we lost.
But, so again, just trying to think back to your guys' conversation last week, do you really not like that challenge? Like, I like that challenge. Like,
I would not say challenge.
I'm very, like, you know, I'm not competitively good. I have, like, a 1.2 KD. I can hold my own. But I do appreciate playing against higher-ranked players, just even to see what they do and how they do it. Frustrating, yes. Still kind of cool.
I like that challenge. I don't like that I'm like, hey, Steve. Yeah, you there? Yeah. Do you have time to backpack me this weekend through trials? Yeah, because I'm not good at this game type.
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, you see my streams? Okay, good. Cool. Yeah, so okay, backpacking?
Okay. So, but
3 o'clock? Sounds good. All right, bye. I can do that. You know who can't? The 10 million other players
know,
that play Destiny.
I know.
The 10 million other players, like, hey, guys, do you want to try trials? Oh, God. Like, we got stomped so bad last time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of somewhere right in the middle of you and Destin. Me and Sean. Yeah. I don't really believe that, like, it should be tiered. I think that takes away the reward of actually going there. I get your frustration, but, again, comparing it to the raid, it is kind of a similar thing.
I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an easy one.
You know who I propose figuring out that solution to?
Who?
The team of, what is it, 300 to 500 people that are paid to design Destiny and design video games for a living?
Yeah, I mean, but this is the thing.
And I trust them to figure it out.
Yeah, but it is one of those things where, again, it's what happens when a game gets super competitive. And that is where we're at Destiny. I mean, think of another game that has stayed mainstream for so many years. I can't.
Yeah. No, it's phenomenal. And I think it's definitely the community that built around it. It's so weird, man.
Talk
about Bife and I talk about Datto. Just like everybody who watches just kind of knows who they are.
Yeah.
I think people to a lesser extent know us even.
I mean,
like we have this show. This is our regular Destiny thing.
But those guys are in the world.
Yeah, they're dedicated to the world of Destiny.
Yeah.
You know, there's other people I didn't mention too. I just named those guys because I talked to them a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know?
Good dudes making great content.
Yeah.
No, but that is a byproduct of just watching the community grow and a game, again, being around for 3 years after launch almost, like coming up to 3 years. That's crazy. That never happens.
So, game's 3 years old.
Yeah.
We pretty much feel like we have the bow put on Destiny.
Yes.
So we will go to the final question. Is it just time to take a break? We're light on content. Are you going to keep playing or are you going to move on to some of the other titles? You were saying there's a lot of great stuff coming out. Titanfall 2's out right now.
Titanfall 2's out.
People are loving that.
Battlefield 1.
Fantastic game.
Infinite Warfare, which, again, there's mixed reception of that, but the remastered version of Call of Duty is out, which is really cool. So, yeah, there's a bunch of games right now that I'm actually playing in the evenings. Mm-hmm. I'm still playing Destiny. I don't feel the urgency to log on and do it every day like I have been over the years.
And the reason I'm really excited to have you here is because every other content route, you were always playing still.
Yes.
You're like, yeah, I'm still playing.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew I could call you up and be like, do you want to do trials? Like, nobody else is playing still. And you're like, yeah, let's go.
I mean, and like, we keep talking about the bow on Destiny. For me, especially because I was a huge Halo 2 fan. And, yeah, I mean, I've been there a lot of years through Bungie's games. Like, every single one of them, again, part of me sounds like I'm boasting and then embarrassed. Like, 10,000 Halo 2 matches, when you actually punch in my username on Xbox Live, and you see where I'm starting at like 4 p.m. in the afternoon, playing till probably 8 a.m. In the morning. Like, I would literally play for 14, 15, 16 hours in a row, and it did just become part of my DNA.
There's nights like that where you just get dug in on a quest or
go.
A goal.
Yeah, and so I have not had that experience with very many other games besides Bungie games. Mm-hmm. You play them for a couple hours, and then you move on to something else.
Halo Multiplayer was so good.
Halo Multiplayer was very
good. And you get a fun group of friends. It's the same feeling you get in Destiny where you start talking to your friends just about your life or whatever's going on.
Yeah, and that piece of the puzzle, regardless of what you're doing, which is the reason why I do like hearing that you say, at least when you're talking to Steven and you say it's caring, that's cool, though. Mm-hmm. It's cool that Steven at least wants to play a game where it's not about winning necessarily. It's about just that was a backhanded compliment. I apologize or insult. No, but it is one of those things.
It's about winning for us, I think.
Well, yeah, it's about winning for you. But it is one of those things where you do just enjoy the company of the people that you've met online and playing the game.
I like my raid crew.
Yeah.
Champ for some reason puts up with me. And then, but like, you know, he just bought a TV and he talked about his TV selection process.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With us for a while.
Is it 4K TV?
He bought a 4K TV. Okay, so we talked about that. We talk about like what's going on in the world, and we talk about life stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just normal everyday life stuff. One dude has to go put his kids to bed, and he talks about the day with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You've already established that. Some gamer tag guy that I've known for 10 years. Destin.
The video something.
But I will say there's a bunch of really good games coming out. Even if I do play those games, I know it's not a, hey, I'm going to migrate away from Destiny. It's a break. Like, I will always come back to Destiny until Destiny 2 comes out.
With all my critiques and complaints and everything, I keep going back to Destiny.
I know, man. It's a weird phenomenon. It really is. But that's why I think, again, the community gets that, and Bungie knows that. They handle and
they encourage you to take breaks and play other games.
Yeah, and they even know that all the criticism that we give them is because we are very passionate and love the game. We would not be playing it still years later if we did not.
And because we're vindictive. No, I'm just kidding. Not true.
Destin's vindictive. And I actually, shout out to Scott. I saw his Twitter page. Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's grilled cheese from the set when they were in Germany.
From the set in Germany. I was like, that's hilarious. I was like, that's really funny. That's really subtle. That's nicely done.
He said, my friends are teasing me, and he sent me a picture of that. And I was like, lols.
That's good. I saw his Twitter feed. I was like, that's clever. That's clever. Mm. But yeah, so I'm always going to be a fan. If I do dip away just, you know, momentarily. They know they got me. Yep. There's no, you know, there's no leaving.
So. Definitely.
That's fun.
By the way, speaking of critiques, so separately from IGN, I run, well, it's an IGN partner thing. Anyway, it's hard to explain, but I have twitch.tv/thedestin channel and youtube.com/thedestin channel, and I released my personal review for Rise of Iron over on youtube.com/thedestin channel.
Okay, cool.
A lot of people were asking for that, so... If you want to go see my take on it, we have the official IGN review, and IGN is one reviewer, and that was Callie, and she gave her review. And I gave my extensive review on my personal channel where it's kind of my take and my perspective. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of want to let people know, hey, you were asking for my overall take on Destiny, and if you want to see it, you can now. It's pretty exhaustive.
So can you give us the Cole's notes, or should we go and watch it? Like,
watch it. I mean, it's a 16-minute long video. I can't give you like highlights.
All right,
I'll give you some basic flow. It's like the best stuff, the stuff that's kind of middling, the stuff I really don't like.
Yeah.
Which groups I recommend it for? Which groups I don't recommend it for?
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Destiny people, and I score it, and yeah. But one thing I'm doing different with. The review. I didn't mean to go on this long
about it.
But one thing I'm doing differently with the review is I want it to be a two-way conversation. If I didn't make a point well enough, I want you to ask me in the comments, and I will clarify in a follow-up video.
Nice.
Or if there's something you want me to elaborate on that you don't feel like I made clearly, or you have a counterpoint.
Yeah.
Is the sound. If you're like, hey, you're wrong about this, and here's why, and you do it respectfully, I am going to address those too, because
that's cool, man.
Yeah, that's my opinion. It doesn't mean yours is wrong.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, this, I will say, of all the contents, has people, I think, most divided. Like, in general, I think for the most part, everybody thought that the, what was the Oryx one? What do they call it now? I'm blanking. What was the last big DLC?
Last DLC, Taken King.
Taken King. So Taken King, again, I think for the most part, people thought like story and gameplay and everything, it was well fleshed out, it was well designed, it was well done. This, I've heard really mixed reactions from a bunch of people, even, and to just give a quick shout out to Jose in the office.
Jose Otero.
Otero, you know, another OG founder on the show.
One of the questions on SpeakPipe is, where's Jose? He's reviewing everything Nintendo, if you haven't been paying attention. A lot of Nintendo stuff's going on.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't have time to dedicate to a second show.
Yeah.
This is a big endeavor to commit to another project. And
he
chose to... you know, put forth those efforts towards like NVC and all the Nintendo products at IGN. But he still plays.
But he still plays. And that's the thing. He said, like, you know, for as much as that's gone on in the last little bit, he plays the game and likes the game, but was not a really big fan of this DLC. Felt like it was a little lacking, and I don't want to put, you know, words, you know, in his mouth that if he didn't want them saying, but it was one of those things where he was hoping for a little bit more in general, and some of the mechanics and some of the ways they made changes to light level and grinding and all that stuff, he wasn't a fan of it overall. But I would love to have Jose back and actually have him, you know, because he's been one of those people who, again, we haven't heard from a whole lot, but he has kept up with it, like, you know,
totally.
From the beginning.
So. I'll ask him if he wants to come on sometime.
Yeah, it'd be great to have him back on, like, once or twice.
So I don't remember who asked that on SpeakPipe, but you know what it is? It is an excellent segue into the other SpeakPipe questions. SpeakPipe.com/FireteamChat is the website. And if you want to have your question played on a laptop that I keep underneath the table live on the show...
Technical, right here. Yeah. And yeah, definitely thank you guys for...
I'm a producer at the biggest video game website in the world, and I keep a laptop under the table.
Don't misplace that dongle.
To play audio.
But yeah, it was really cool when people interacted last week with us, so thanks again. And
interacting this week, this is either from Connor or Orin. Let's just play it, because the files aren't labeled well.
Hey, Fireteam Chat. This is Orin from Podcast Evolved.
It was Orin.
And I'm going off of last week's topic with the raid challenge dropping for Wrath of Machine. Do you guys want or maybe foresee Bungie implementing a challenge mode for the Year 1 raids, Vault of Glass and Crota's End? Love to hear your thoughts, and thanks.
No, thank you. That was actually a fantastic question. I think everybody who listens knows how I feel about the original raids.
Yes.
They're fantastic, and they're going to waste, and they need to be refreshed.
Yes.
Challenge mode in the old raids would be fantastic. Bring them up to light level. Bring primaries. Just bring it back. Bring the light levels up. Bring it to at least 350 or something.
Do you
bring them up to 350.
Do you want them to bring the light levels up on the old raids, Destin?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Yes.
Just a little bit?
I'm perplexed as to why they wouldn't.
I mean,
we better not. It'll definitely upset the perfectly balanced game that we've crafted with Rise of Iron.
I will say, I get why they don't in the initial releases.
No, a new meta will fall into place. That's all that will happen.
I get why they don't in the first initial releases of the content. But why they don't bring it up to the current light level, maybe like, you know, 6 months after or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that would make sense for me too. And I think it is something that will allow people to go back. I did have this chat with Jose as well, too. He's actually opposed to that.
Yeah, he's wrong. Okay. Not on the show to defend yourself,
I'll let
Jose.
Him know. But he thought that because of the way, yeah, there was elemental damage and a bunch of other things like that.
That's my nice invitation.
Yeah, to come back to defend himself. Yeah. He just felt that it was one of those things where, you know, those weapons were designed for a specific period in time, and they, you know, to implement them, they would basically throw at the meta of the game. And
cool,
they
make
new
weapons. You don't have to make those weapons drop. Just change it to be... That'd be cool, actually.
Yeah.
What if it's the old raids, but you get new stuff? Oh, community would hate that. Better not do that.
Yeah, I mean...
You can tweak the rolls on those weapons and modernize those raids.
Ultimately, I think that's where the kiosk-like implementation. Like, if we were going to do the kiosk with the raids, then just lock whatever the rolls are and make those, like, all the same. And for mostly, it's like Taken King content where that changed a lot.
You know who's doing it really well right now? Iron Banner. The first time I got the Year 2 Gauntlets and Iron Banner for my Titan, I was like, this is my favorite set.
I know.
I can get my favorite set and Iron Banner again. This is awesome.
Yep.
That's cool. Do that for the raids.
For everything. Yeah, and then Trials as well, too. All the Trials gear kind of still drops with those like first few design patterns, which is super cool. But so to answer his question, do I think that there should be challenge mode implemented for the old raids? 100%.
Yep.
That would bring not only people back to them, but again, they would need to have to be done within the context of having the light level increased. Like bringing challenge mode back to old raids without increasing the light level, I don't think that would probably.
They could start with that,
but
they could start with that. But like
that would be cool.
So what if it's like they bring back challenge mode to the old raids? You get the crap drops and it's still at the lower light level, but the challenge mode aspect is what drops something new, and you get one or two. Yeah, what if you just get new weapon sets that can be upgraded, but they're different.
What if challenge mode potentially just dropped an exotic?
Yeah.
By random. And it could be
a new exotic.
A new exotic.
And that's the only way you can get it. You have to run the three old raids, and you have to do the challenge mode.
That'd be cool.
And then you get a new exotic.
Yeah. Or there's how you get them. At a new exotic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be really cool. So something like that.
It'd be like a new exotic or ornaments.
Yeah.
Or
something like that.
Something that would give you encouragement to go back.
So then it's not
necessarily. That sounds great.
Yeah. It's not a light level increase. It's not breaking, you know, the game that way.
Because we wouldn't want people to have weapons they like. I'm being a troll.
Next question.
All right, next question from Connor.
Hey, Fireteam Chat. How's it going? I had a couple ideas about the tower and ways to make it more fun when you're hanging out there, and that's TV screens. I think you should be able to watch recently completed Crucible matches, and when they bring it back, if they bring it back, Sparrow Racing League matches. Countless times I'm standing at the tower waiting for my friends to complete a raid or a strike or change out of their tower casuals. And I'm just bored. I'm sitting around kicking the soccer ball around that everybody knows is at the tower.
There's a soccer ball?
I should be able to watch recently completed Crucible matches because that's in the lore that the citizens of the last city watch Crucible. So I don't know why there isn't a TV screen up in the tower because, you know, I get bored sometimes
too.
Good
lore call.
Yeah,
that's cool. I think it could be you could add a betting system into it that would make it more interesting.
Oh,
bet glimmer, bet other things. Bet
cool.
And I would like to hear your opinions on that. And thanks.
What if you could bet in game? Like, okay, so
that's
cool. The tower gets. Have to be live. It would have to be live, non-delayed footage. Otherwise, you could go on Twitch, figure out who's going to win all your glimmer and game the system.
Yeah, yeah.
If they could figure out a way to implement that without, you know, having a way to game it,
that would be cool.
I don't think it's a feasible thing that could happen.
No, I mean, bandwidth and network connections as it is, like, are already a challenge. But that, I mean, often I've wondered, you know, why is there no spectator mode for at least, like,
spectator mode, you can watch the guys kicking around the soccer ball.
Exactly, and that's great. And it's, like, for you to be able to go in, like, you know, like, God mode, per se, and just have one or two people basically as match moderators where you could, like, you know, take any angle or just hover above and see that. That would be super cool and be able to flip through, like, each person's perspective.
Yeah, so, Connor, short answer.
That'd be
anything
awesome.
That improves the tower experience sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Bungie talked about many things they do. We've talked about a shooting range before that the community was asking for, which would be great. If
that
you want to, like, pull something out of your exotic kiosk, try it out.
Yeah. Well, and I think this is the crazy thing about even thinking of Sparrow League. Like, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's a brand new mechanic. It's like, okay, you drive, but, like, the gates and the maps and racing and all that other stuff, that came out of nowhere. So it's not, like, I wouldn't put it past them. Like, they obviously have the ability to do something like that. Mm-hmm. This late in the development of the game, obviously people with shifting to Destiny 2 is their priority, or, you know, we're assuming.
Yeah.
Will that happen? Any kind of, like, you know, magnitude of changes for this version of Destiny? I doubt it. Would it be cool? Yes. Realistically, probably not.
Yeah. Destiny 1, the raid thing could happen. They could do that, and they've teased a new kiosk of some sort to deal with our inventory. We all feel like it's going to be the raid thing. Well, maybe not all of us, but I feel like that's what it would be.
Yeah,
and
that's a great question. And I mean, so Glimmer, at one last little point, because I think this ties into Festival of Lost. I don't know if you guys, there was some not controversy, there was some debate about, like, whether or not Festival of Lost was a really positive thing.
Yeah, most people hated it.
Yeah, most people didn't like it. Yeah. So just obtaining sterling or silver, I think that you definitely should be able to do something in the game that allows you to obtain that without buying it through money. I am one of these few people, and I mean, obviously you've bought them to just have them and, you know, to feature them in videos, but I've actually never bought anything.
Good for you.
In Destiny at all. It kind
of
goes
against. I'm part of the problem.
You are definitely a part of the
totally.
Problem.
Totally.
Yeah, but.
I admit it. I'm a hypocrite.
Within the context of what you're doing here, it's mandatory in a way. Like, you have to buy it to showcase the stuff, and that's the problem. I think there really does need to be a way to do that. Now, that little gambling thing on, you know, Crucible matches, that would be awesome.
Now, they couldn't do that because of, you know, real reasons. But, like,
yeah.
Man, a gambling minigame of some sort, that'd be fun. They have. I'm playing Mass Effect right now. Mass Effect has it.
So that is basically what Destiny is. Like, in a nutshell, that is what keeps us playing Destiny.
Maybe they're like,
roles and everything. So.
Maybe they're like, people will realize our game's a big slot machine. If we actually have slot machines in the tower, game. We better not do that.
It's like, we're already doing that right now and with real money.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that is a piece of the puzzle that I am not a fan of.
I pay $40 for Rise of Iron, and I'm gambling that I'll like it.
There it is. More Destiny Legary.
Jokes.
Quick little jabs. But yeah, that I think is definitely a piece of the puzzle with Festival Loss that soured a lot of people. I wish there was something in the game that allowed you to acquire it, even at a very low rate, like over time.
Yeah.
Or because it does seem like a miss that you have to buy money in order to get silver and get some of those things.
Definitely. Thank you so much for sending in those questions. Sorry to cut you off.
No,
thank you so much for sending in those questions. You can send yours to speakpipe.com/fireteamchat, and we will answer them on the air. Do you have thoughts about what we talked about today? Are you going to be taking a break? Do you have something you want us to talk about? Leave us a message.
And try to think about for next week. Is there anything that you think, based on Iron Banner and Trials or anything, that you want to maybe throw out for next week? Is there a topic?
For next week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just if people want to speak to it in advance.
No, I kind of like that Connor and Oren had questions that were a little outside of the box.
Yeah, those are great. Yeah, and I know you're a big fan of potentially getting the raid upgraded. So
yep.
Anything that – I'm wondering what you vetoed now. I know that those questions, you want to take. But, yeah, it's great. I really like that feature, and thanks for everybody for – leave comments. So.
CJ, I thought we would have a light show. We're actually over time.
Just do it.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. That's all good.
So we need to wrap it up. Is there anything you would like to talk about? Anything cool coming up on IGN that you're working on? Videos?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things coming up. But I will say this. We got a chance to meet a bunch of people at the 20th anniversary last time.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give them shout-outs. It was something that, again, whenever you meet people in real life who have been interacting with the community a long time, it's really cool. So is there anything else you, Destin, want to talk about while I look for their names?
I mean, check out youtube.com/thedestinchannel. A lot of people wanted to know about my review. That's it. And I stream every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 on twitch.tv/thedestinchannel. Sometimes it's up on the Fireteam Chat YouTube channel, youtube.com/fireteamchat, where you can watch all of our episodes. CJ is going to make me keep vamping. So
no, you know what? That's
going.
Okay.
All right,
I will just say that I lost the notepad file, but I had a bunch
good
of people's
job,
names
CJ.
In there. Yeah, great job. But it was really cool to see a bunch of people who showed up for the 20th anniversary. And meeting them in real life is always really cool. And it's neat when now you get a chance to play with those people online.
Yeah.
And you can get yelled at by Destin because you know him personally now.
CJ, thank you for joining me
no
for the last
problem.
Time.
All right, not here next week.
Seriously, thank you for joining me.
Thanks,
I'm glad we were able to talk about a bunch of Destiny stuff. And thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it. Until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.